Blog Talk Radio.
But y'all don't know, baby, it's your boy, DJ Detra.
You guys already know. Oh, my, you already know. It's that doctor.
The doctor.
That doctor.
That doctor.
That doctor. Boom. Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, you already know, baby.
You already know, baby. What's good,
guys? Dr. Bones and Tetra Show.
If you guys are tuning in right now, you hear that in the background? That's how this show's going to be. Just like that. Oh, man, this show is going to be off the chain.
It's going to be pretty crazy. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
This is going to be our first celebrity guest we've ever had on the show before. I mean, just
I mean, you know, NASA counts, but not really. You know? I mean,
NASA counts, but NASA's already legendary, so I don't know what to say about that. But I just want to say something, like, throw some stats out at you. I mean, we've only been on the air for, like, what, like, it's been like a month now?
Yeah, like a couple of, I think not even a month yet.
Not even a month. And guess what? We got Ray Brown on our show. I mean, step up. What can you do?
I mean, what are you guys doing?
You listening to our show. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. But yeah.
We got a special show tonight.
Special show tonight. Ray Brown Jr. Mother. Not the mother of Ella Fitzgerald. You have a problem, you know? But
he's a son of Ella Fitzgerald.
Son of Ella Fitzgerald. Now, if you guys don't know who she is, like, crawl out of your rock or do something.
I mean, you know, like, get your head out of the pillows and go look up Wikipedia.
And not real pillows, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, anyway, here's a clip of Ella Fitzgerald. Just in case you guys don't know who she is, I'm going to give you a little clip. If you guys heard the song before, it's pretty crazy. It's called It Don't Mean a Thing. If you ain't got that swing, say it. Say it, Tetra.
Yo, you know, baby.
Doo-wop. I was looking for doo-wop, but all right.
I got you. Not even trip.
Here we go. I'm going to play it.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop. It don't mean a thing. All you got to do is sing. Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop. It makes a difference if it's sweet or hot.
Had to cut her off.
Oh, yeah.
Had to cut
sorry about that.
But that's the great Ella Fitzgerald. And some people even say the creator of jazz music.
I mean, I would say that.
I would say that.
But that's just me.
She's amazing. Creator of jazz music. And we're gonna interview her son. Oh, my goodness. This guy.
He's a pretty cool cat. We're not going to lie.
He's a cool cat. We called him before the show, and he was like, he sounded like a big teddy bear. He was like, hello.
No, he was. He's a real cool guy, though.
He's a real cool guy. Not like that, but he's really cool, like, no joke. Like, this guy is cool. And, like, I'm nervous because, like, this is our first celebrity guest, and I want it to be good for you guys. So, yeah. We're going to get to that in a second. But first, I just want to say something. Conan O'Brien.
Oh, my. The big Coco.
Coco is back, guys. Coco is back and hotter than ever on TBS.
I mean, I don't know if you guys knew this, but I'm with Coco.
I'm with Coco. Not that
I hope you guys
Jay.
Are too.
Jay's a...
A fool Jay?
That's what Jay needs to get shot up. You know what I'm saying?
Jay needs to get slapped a little bit. Teach us some manners.
Jay needs to get taught some manners. Get that chin fixed. But Conan, guys, I mean, he's back. TBS, hit him up, man. If you want to laugh, if you think our show's funny, that is like...
I mean, that's, you know, that's pretty new stuff. I mean, we're a little bit better, but Conan's up there.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
But, I mean, well, 11 o'clock, so I get it at 11. What time do you get it, doctor?
I get it at 9 o'clock. If you guys have Dish Network or DirecTV or whatever, I'm sure you get it around 9 o'clock. But if you have, like, Cox or something, you're screwed. Cause he's going to come on like at 12 in the morning.
I mean, sorry, guys. That's what I got. I'm with Cox.
I'm not going to lie. You're going to have to wait till 12 in the morning. And that's the worst.
Yeah, that sucks. I'm not going to lie.
Especially if you have school or college the next morning.
I mean.
I want to say something. Thank the people at blogtalkradio.com because our show was on the front page today.
I mean, it is. I mean, that was pretty special. We logged on and we're like, wow.
Whoa.
I mean, whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
But I was taken back.
I went back to sleep. I saw it. I got up, went on my laptop, saw it, went back to sleep. That's how crazy it was. It just shocked me to death.
Yeah, knocked him unconscious. What can we say?
I saw it and I just blacked out. I just blacked out immediately. But right now, we have a little ticker. We're waning right now. It's in the middle. It's like 560 to 570 listeners right now. Online, not calling in. Online, we have like 570 right now. And that is contributed to us being on the front page. So I think blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're probably going to get a thank you card. Let me know where you guys were.
I mean, we should. But all right, you know, let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
You wanna get Ray Brown on?
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty, man. We need to get Ray Brown on here and interview him.
You want me to set that up now, Doctor?
I'm really nervous. Set it up, man.
Do you want this right now? Do you want this? I don't know.
Dude, I like this. Do you like it?
I like it.
A lot.
A lot.
All right, you know what that means. It's time to do it.
All right. Hey, Doctor, I'm going to go set this up real quick.
Set it up, man. I'll be here. Guys, I can't explain how nervous I am right now. But I believe that this is going to be a really good interview. So, yeah. Ray Brown Jr. It's crazy, man. We just started a month ago. Now we're hitting it big. Thanks to all the listeners, too, for them chilling out and listening all the time. Oh, we're at 600 now. Slowly steadying, going up. This is good. Another thing, pomegranate juice.
Dr. Bones.
Hey, man.
We got a special guest right now.
Oh, Ray Brown.
The great Ray Brown.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, just enjoying the rest of the evening here. How about you?
That's good. We're doing good.
We're doing great.
We're doing good. Thank you. Thank you for joining us on our show. We really appreciate it, man.
Oh, I'm glad to do it.
Okay. All right. One of the questions I want to ask you was, what were your, influences in music growing up? I mean, besides, obviously, your parents, because I know that they were huge music stars, but what were your influences growing up, if you had any?
I had a bunch. I started out listening to a lot of rock and roll in the mid-60s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of those guys kind of came and went. Some of them influenced me a lot. I liked guitars. They seemed to be really expressive. Guys like Jeff Beck, who is still one of my favorites to this day. I listened to a lot of commercial music, a lot of blues. One of the first records I had was a Sonny Terry Brown McGee record, and the music was great, but what was really cool is the record was red. So he put it on a turntable. It was clear and you could see through it, but you know, that's how they did the vinyl for that particular LP.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's a big question. I mean, how was it growing up with your mom? How's it growing with Ella Fitzgerald? I mean, that's a big question. That's something I always wanted to know.
You know, it was an everyday thing. You know, she was a parent. I was a child. I pushed the envelope. The envelope pushed back.
That's cool. did you ever go to her shows when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah. Half the time I wasn't paying attention, running around backstage like a crazy child. Getting into as much trouble as I could before somebody nabbed me and said, no, there's something going on out front that, you know, you're creating a problem for.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Tetra, do you have any questions for
me? What were your hobbies? What do you hobby, what do you do fun?
I was a sports fan. You know, used to ride my bike, went to, you know, as many music things as I could. Back in the 60s and 70s, they had, like, a lot of fairs. They used to have music at, I think down at SC at lunch, they'd have musicians. I remember one weekend I saw Lee Michaels. He came down, and he and his drummer Frosty. And they just sat out in the quad and just jammed. I think he had like he played a B3 organ and he had like four Leslies, so it was just screaming. And Frosty was like this big guy and he just had this powerful way of playing. Lots of clubs. The Griffith Park Observatory, we used to have love-ins, so there'd be music on the weekends up there, just be able to go up and listen to all sorts of bands. Back in the day, we used to have the Renaissance Fair. It was free. It was just, you know, getting started the first few years. It was always interesting music out there. So L.A. had a lot of places that you could go listen to free music.
That sounds cool, man.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you listen to now? Or like, what kind of like artists do you listen to now?
Yeah. I listen to everything. I've got you know, my heroes that I listen to: Al Jarreau, George Benson. Always been drawn towards songwriters. Ashford and Simpson. Love Kenny Loggins. Like some of the stuff that Michael McDonald did. I enjoyed some of the stuff that Chicago did. Love Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Got to see those guys at the Troubadour with the second album that they did. I've got thousands of tunes on my iPod, so, you know,
that's cool.
Just hit Genius Mix and run.
That's what I did too, man. But I met George Benson before. He's a really cool guy. I mean, I met him downtown in Phoenix the one time. He's really cool.
Yeah, he can play.
Yeah, he can. Now, your musical genes must run strong in your bloodlines because, I mean, we have a clip here I want to play right now of you and your daughter singing A Tisket a Tasket by Ella. Now, I'm going to let the listeners hear this for a little bit, and we're going to talk about it for a second. So here we go. Now, you must be pretty proud, huh, when you remember hearing the song?
You know, I remember being in the studio and it's like sort of trying to be a parent and say, you know, be sure to do this right, but then, you know, you got to back off, but then, you know, you just kind of as a parent go, oh, this is so wonderful, my little girl.
Yeah. That's cool, though.
Yeah.
All right. Another question I got is, like, what was like one of like your favorite? I mean, just fondest like childhood memories that you have growing up. I know it's probably like a multitude of them, but
yeah, if there's just one.
Just one. Oh man. Geez. I enjoyed. My mom would take me with her in the summer times. We did a bunch of one-nighters across the U.S. One summer, she took me to Europe with her, and that was pretty spectacular. I got to see a lot of things that I hadn't been exposed to before, and in a lot of ways that changed who I was as far as just this kid who had grown up in Southern California. Sort of gave me a little bit more of a world view of what people are like and just some of the different prejudices that exist outside of the United States and how silly people can act and how people can be kind and gracious and how there's always room for interchange of thought. So that was a pretty spectacular summer, actually.
Sounds really good.
You've been around the world, haven't you? Like the country and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's your favorite place to be?
Okay, well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
What's your favorite place to be?
My favorite place to be? Home. But as far as traveling, I liked just about everywhere. I started taking pictures back in the mid 70s, and so whenever I'm traveling, I'm out shooting.
That's cool.
And then now with the advent of laptops, I've got Photoshop that I can take with me, so I can work on what I do. But yeah, I enjoy just about everywhere. Usually, I'll grab my iPod. Well, one year I was in Japan, and I had an old Walkman, and I used to get up every day, grab a bunch of batteries, grab my headphones, grab my camera, and just kind of walk through the countryside and through town, and just take pictures. Yeah, it's interesting when you get to get off the beaten path and you get to see what a place is really like. So people sometimes they'll treat you like a tourist, and sometimes they'll just kind of open up and respond to you.
That's really cool. While you were growing up, is there like any like famous person that like you were most like just happy to meet, or like that you still can't believe that you met?
I was a huge, well, I still am. I love Westerns. And one of the folks that my mom had over was Lorne Greene when Bonanza was real popular.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He came over for dinner, and he invited me to come down to the set, but, I never did. Hung out with a lot of musicians, but, those were just guys who did the same thing as my mom and dad, so they weren't as cool as actors.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Well, we're short on time, but I thank you, man. It's been cool. I mean, this has been tight. I mean, it's an experience for us to, get to know somebody that can, help us out,
Hey, man, it's a pleasure. Anytime.
All right, so thank you. Thank you, Ray.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
You guys have a good one.
You too.
Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.
That guy seems like a really cool guy.
I like it.
I actually love it.
I just want to say something real quick. In the beginning, I messed up so bad.
Did you?
Did you hear me? Because, he was like, hello. And he was, telling me a story. And I was like, okay, anyway.
Oh, you're like, okay.
I felt bad, but.
He seems like a really cool guy.
He seems like a really cool guy. I mean, all the stuff he's telling us about, like going and visiting places like Japan and whatnot. I mean, that's pretty cool.
He had a pretty cool childhood. That's crazy.
I hope I'm like that when I'm old,
I
don't want to be some old wrinkly bag that's sitting down and peeling corn.
No, I want to be like Ray Brown.
I want
traveling
to be like Ray
the
Brown.
Country, traveling the world.
I want to be like Ray Brown with my Walkman, traveling the country and taking pictures with Photoshop.
I mean, what else can you do?
What else can you do? It also helps that he has a lot of money, which I want.
Which we're gonna get.
Pretty soon, actually. Pretty soon. I sent Tetro a picture this morning of money we're receiving for our radio show. He was floored.
I was about to cry.
He was about to cry. Oh, man. Ray Brown Jr., that's in the books.
I mean, check that off my wish list.
Check it off my wish list. Number 767.
That's actually number 5 for me, so wow.
I'm sorry.
You are a jerk.
We have different priorities, man. But Ray Brown Jr., He's on both of our lists, though,
he's on it.
Oh, man. Here's another clip of Ella Fitzgerald's mom. I just want you guys to hear, how spectacular she was. I mean, God, I can't even believe it. I can't believe we interviewed him, but here you guys go. It's called Black Coffee.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome. Haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down.
Black coffee.
Yeah, I want to cry. That's sad in me.
That song made me want to cry. Somebody's raising their hand right now to be on the show, and maybe we have a little time left. You want to bring them on?
I Oh my. Alright, go ahead.
I don't know who it is, seriously. Alright, here we go. If you raise your hand, you're on the air right now. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
You're on the air, man.
Blase.
Yo, I don't know, baby.
Blase.
Did you
I'm online
you
right now.
You're on the air.
You're on the air right now.
I'm on air. I'm
saying
this right now, Bob. 752,000 listeners I heard tonight. I told all my friends about you. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more.
I can recognize that voice from in here. Is that dopey that called in the other time?
That was actually a different guy. So,
why would you do that to me?
My bad. Anyway, we have another call on the line.
Hope it's not the same one.
It's not the same guy. It's a different person.
All right, get him on.
So the other person that just raised your hand, you're about to be on right now. I'll give the first six numbers when I call in if you don't answer.
No,
here we go.
Give the first three after the air code.
Hello, you're on the line.
You're on the air, baby. You already know.
Hello?
What's up, man?
Hello? I just want to make a big shout out to Tetra. Can't sleep without you. Every time I go to bed, I think about you. The show's the best,
man.
It means the world to me.
I appreciate it.
He appreciates it. I like you don't have any love for Dr. Bones, but it's all good. Life goes on.
Just for Bones, not for Bones, just Tetra. Dr. Bones sounds ugly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dr. Bones, I love you, man.
Nobody
disrespects
you on my own show. You can go home and burn.
That's all that matters. Man. I love you.
You can go home and burn. And
but,
to the other guy that I booted, I'm sorry, man. I thought you were that dopey that I called the other time.
Oh, I like the Suns.
Because we had a guy that called last time, and he was like, the Sun's lost.
He wasn't even talking English. He was talking freaking grizzly bear.
Tetra, hello. Is this you? But nah. I'm sorry. That's why I had to boot that guy. I don't play around like that.
We don't play that kid crap.
We do not. All right, there's somebody else on the line. I'm going to do it right now. When you go on, say hello. All right, here we go. You're on.
Down there, baby. I don't know.
Hello?
No, baby. Hello?
Hello?
You're on there.
Yeah, hey, this is my first time listening.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a pretty good show.
Thanks.
Yeah,
you.
Really,
thanks,
really caught my ear.
That's good.
Did you
hear anything with Ray Brown?
Yeah, I heard some of it, and I was like, whoa, these guys are really interviewing this guy, and it's really interesting.
Really
yeah,
interesting.
We're guys who like to interview guys. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks, man. Shout out. Thank
planning,
you.
I'm planning on listening next time too. And
all right.
Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow.
Thanks.
You just brought this up. I'm gonna say it while you're on the line, okay? Tomorrow,
right.
We're gonna have Bill Clinton on our
Bill
show.
Bill Clinton, former president.
42nd president of the United States is gonna be on our show tomorrow.
Same time or?
Tomorrow. Listen to that.
What'd you say?
Same time tomorrow or?
Same time. 9:30.
Yes, sir.
9:30, sir. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
All right. But
yeah, I don't know, but that's what we like to hear. That's the kind of stuff we love
to
hear.
We like to hear. But yes, guys, Bill Clinton, 42nd president of the United States.
I mean, the one who got impeached.
The one who got impeached but didn't get kicked out.
No.
He is going to be on our show next week. Next week? What's wrong with
what?
Me?
Tomorrow.
The mushrooms.
Whoa,
Dr. Bones.
Dr. Bones, we got to cut that out.
Tomorrow. Bill Clinton's going to be on our show, guys. And guess what? I was texting him today. Because I text him. I text the president.
You know, I call him Big B. What can I say?
Hey, Big B, go get me a juice box. You know what he does? He gets me a juice box.
With a cigar.
But, yeah, he's going to do some prank calls with us. He told
me. Oh, my God. Bill Clinton gets down.
Bill Clinton gets down. He's like, I'll do some prank calls with you guys. Don't even trip.
He's like Santa Claus.
That's good. You know what I think the people need right now, Tetra?
What do they need, Doctor?
We have enough time right now to squeeze in a little prank call.
Do we?
I want to squeeze one in. We got 5 minutes left. I want to squeeze one in. Do you want to do it?
All right. We want to set that up?
I'll give you the number. We're going to call Jamba Juice and order a pizza.
What are you going to do?
We're going to call Jamba Juice and order a pizza.
We're going to call Jamba Juice and order a pizza.
You already know, baby.
Oh, my.
All right. You ready? I mean, I think that people need this. I mean, they got a dose of Ray Brown, and that was just spectacular. Now they need something, like, to humor them up before they go to sleep, you know? You know?
I know. So, should we set that up right now?
Yeah, I'll set it up. You ready? You want the number?
Yeah. Let me put this in my computer.
Put it in. You ready?
I'm not.
Oh, okay. Okay, sir. And you guys...
All right, what is it, doctor?
602.
602.
266.
266.
7153.
7153.
I'll start it off, but you join in right after me, all right?
All right, Dr. Bonds, I'll be right back.
All right, cool, man. Until then, guys, let's hear a little music from Jimi Hendrix. You know what? I just thought of something right now. I think Jamba Juice closes early.
Dr. Bonds, I'm putting a nice knock on answer.
I think Jamba Juice closes early, dude. My bad.
Yeah, they close like at 9.
Yeah. Alright, hold on. Let's throw in dominoes. You know how good they are to us.
I do.
You ready? You ready? Go down for this?
What are we doing?
We're going to call dominoes.
We're going to call dominoes?
Yeah.
Do we have any more people on the line right now?
Oh, yeah, we have somebody right now. I don't know if they've been on before. All right, here we go. I'm going to put them on right now. Here we go. Hello, right. You're on the air.
Yeah, I don't know, baby. You're on the air.
Hey, Skunk, I got this. Call Domino's while I'm on the phone, and I'll call them. Can you hear me?
You want to do this?
Do it. Go.
You want to call Domino's?
Go. I want some hot, greasy pizza. With some male oven put into it.
I don't know if we do that. I am not going to lie to you.
You know what I can give you?
I think we can order a large sausage.
You know what I can give you?
With extra meatball.
This joker's going to tell me he wants a large sausage with extra meatball?
God, where do we get these guys? What did he ask for a large sausage with extra meatball?
I didn't even know you could get a meatball on a pizza.
Oh. Wow, we don't play those games. You don't call us and tell us what to do.
You don't call us and order a pizza from us.
We put them on. I like
the pepperoni. How are you going to call us? Yeah, I want an extra large sausage with meatballs.
Oh, man. We can't be doing that, guys.
You can go home, Crocodile Dundee. You can go home, Steve Irwin. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, man. Good stuff, Ted.
But dude, today was a very great show.
It was a good show. We have 90 seconds left. I mean, we topped out at like, I don't even know. I think my ticker's broken. That's how much people we had.
But today was a really great show.
It's a really great
tomorrow
show.
We got Bill Clinton, same time, 9:30.
Tomorrow, guys, 9:30, blogtalkradio.com/TetraMiranda or call 760-454-8843. It's Veterans Day. It's Veterans Day, dude. You don't go to school. You don't go to work.
Maybe we can call. Oh, maybe we can call somebody from the military tomorrow.
Maybe.
Tell them thank you.
Oh, okay. That's nice. But that's what we're gonna do, guys. Do that tomorrow. Oh, also NASA. NASA will be on the show tomorrow too. Hopefully.
I really hope so.
I really hope so. But we're just saying that because that's a new thing now. NASA's gonna be on our show on Thursdays, once a week, because he provides entertainment.
You wanna go out with a nice song, Dr. Bones?
We're gonna go out with an Ella Fitzgerald song, guys. So from Dr. Boop, 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 Bones
and your boy DJ Tetra.
Tune in, guys. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know, baby.
all the boys I've known, and I've known some. Until I first met you, I was lonesome. And when you came in sight, dear, my heart grew light in this old world.